question was asked, what are the different types of minagim? So we'll discuss two types of minagim right now. One type of minag is described in halacha as devarim amutarim v'achirim nagu v'em isur. There's something that halacha permits, yet some people have the custom to treat it as prohibited. So, you're not allowed to come and tell them, hey, that's permissible, you guys don't have to do this. It's true it's permissible, but for them it's not. This idea that if a congregation took upon themselves, let's say the idea of kitniot. So the Jews of Ashkenaz said, we won't eat kitniot. So we know that kitniot aren't chametz on Pesach, right? No one thinks that eating a lima bean on Pesach, you're eating chametz. No one thinks that by eating rice on Pesach, you're eating chametz, right? How come at Ashkenazi weddings, we're willing to take a Sephardi to be a witness? But he just ate lentils on Pesach. Yes, and he's a perfectly kosher Jew, because we all know that rice isn't chametz, right? But our custom is not to eat it on Pesach. So you have dvarim amutarim, you have something permissible, v'achirim nagu b'em isur, and someone out there treats it as prohibited. Either that someone is you or another community. But the idea is, it's something permissible, and then you have people who treat it as prohibited. That's one type of minhag. It's as though they took it on as a vow, and they're not allowed to change from that custom. Then you have where there's a machloket. There are two opinions in halacha. And certain communities adopted the ruling of a certain rabbi. And so there are two opinions, and they adopted that opinion. So then you can't change from that opinion. So if there's a machlokes about which work is permitted during the 9 days. So some say you're allowed to build anything during the 9 days. Others say you're only allowed to build things that aren't for happiness. And they're not luxury. You're not allowed to build your luxury suite in the 9 days. You're allowed to build the home you need. You're allowed to fix a wall that could fall down. You're not allowed to build a luxury suite. You have a home to live in. You're fine. You just want to make a nice extension. Don't do it in the 9 days. So we said, first opinion says there's no problem. Second opinion, that it's only a level of piety not to do things in the 9 days. The other opinion says you're not allowed to do things that stem from happiness, that are just luxury, but things that are necessary are permitted. And the third opinion says no. Even things that are necessary, you're not supposed to do during the 9 days. Three opinions. So there are three opinions, which are three opinions of halacha, and some communities adopted one, and other communities adopted another. A person can't wake up one day and say, I want to go with the other opinion. What are you doing? If there are two opinions, and your tradition, where you come from, they rule like this, that's a minhag, which I can't do atarat nidarim for. I can't undo the vow. That's my people, meaning if I'm an Ashkenazi or I'm from a certain community, we accepted that opinion in halacha. That's where we say Hatarat Nedarim doesn't work. Because it's not because I took on a vow to do this, it's because my people, my tradition is to go with that opinion in halacha. It's very different. You with me?